You are not going to grow spiritually unless you are in this book. Because this is how God speaks to us by His Holy Spirit who indwells us. David was ready to listen to whatever the Lord would say to him. And we need to ask ourselves, are we really ready to listen to what God has to say to us from His Word? And then, as we read His Word and meditate upon it, are we willing to obey it? We hear the Word, and that's good. Good to be here to hear the Word. But as James reminds us, we don't want to be hearers only, but doers of the Word, obedience to the Word of God. I chose years and years ago Joshua 1:8 as my Old Testament life's verse. The New Testament I've chosen is Philippians 3:10, that I may know Christ and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. But Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And in the King James Version, the only time the word success occurs in the King James is in Joshua 1:8. And if you want success before God from heaven's perspective, then be into this book. To hear it, to read it, to meditate upon it, and to obey it. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So here we are, a couple of things. First of all, I can't touch on everything in the time that I have in this psalm, but I can certainly hit the highlights. David says, hear me, verses 1 and 7. Speak to me, verses 8 and the latter part of verse 5. And then deliver me, verse 9. He was in trouble, and he needed deliverance from the Lord. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. I flee unto thee. We have enemies. The world, the flesh, and the devil. We need to be, day by day, delivered from these things that would influence us and detract and take us away from the Lord and from doing His will, hearing His voice. Keep us from reading His Word. And of course, keep us from prayer. You may be a little bit surprised. I'm a preacher, servant of the Lord all these years. I really at times have to struggle to make time to pray. Because so many things bombard the soul and the mind. And on occasion I'll set aside, as I do each day, not necessarily the same time in each day, but I do set aside the same time each day to read God's Word. But as for prayer, well, we should live in the atmosphere of the throne of grace every moment of our lives, really, as believers. But I find that on occasion when I feel a burden to pray and make time to do so, I get into a few moments, and then the phone rings, or there's a knock on the door,
some interruption. Boy, the devil is busy to try and detract you, to keep you away from anything to do with the things of God, with Jesus Christ himself. So, if we're seeking to walk in God's will and ways, he will deliver us from whatever difficulty, whatever situation. He has the answer. And we need to be patient and wait for his answer. And if for some reason it is his will to delay or even deny our prayer, he'll give us the grace to endure suffering and trial for his glory. Paul went through this. He had a thorn in the flesh. We don't know what it was. He prayed time and again, three times over, we read, which may be an indication that he prayed many, many, many times to be delivered from this thorn in the flesh. His petition, his prayer was denied, but it was answered. And the Lord told him, Paul, I'm not going to deliver you. I'm not going to take this thorn away. But I want to tell you that my grace is continually sufficient for you to endure this trial for my glory. And out of it all, Paul could say, when I am weak, then I am strong. And that's quite a passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. There's a temptation to turn to it and think about it. Maybe I'll come and speak on it sometime. We don't have the time this morning. And then a fourth thing, hide me. Verse 9, the latter part. I flee unto thee to hide me. It's as though David is saying, Lord, protect me. He had a lot of enemies and realized he could not keep himself. Once in a while, really fairly often, some friend, believer, will say to me, Ross, how are you keeping? And I tell them, I'm being kept. I'm so glad I learned years ago that I could not keep myself in relation to the Christian life. The Lord's my keeper. And so David prays that the Lord would hide him. Only the Lord can keep us. I hope you realize that. I'm glad I came a long time ago to realize that he's my keeper, my shepherd, the good shepherd, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd. And he's the one that hides me in himself. I think of other passages of Scripture. I think of Psalm 25, just keeping within the book of Psalms. Psalm 25, I think that's the verse I have in mind. I have it written down here. Psalm 25, verse 5. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. And then Psalm 17:8, another verse in keeping with Psalm 143. I think this is the verse too that I'm looking for. Yes, keep me as the apple of the eye. The eye is a very, very sensitive part of the body. And how wonderful that the Lord does keep us as the apple of his eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. And then there's a fifth thing. Boy, my time's almost gone. Another 8 minutes. Teach me. Look at the first part of the verse. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. A key thing for us is to be teachable. Like the young boy that I read about, dropped out of school, and he was asked, well, why did you drop out of school? How come you dropped out of school? He said, well, they couldn't teach me nothing anymore. How important to be teachable. We are reminded, at least I am, of Mansell Ramsey's hymn. You don't recognize that name, I'm sure, but I think you'll recognize the hymn. It's in our hymnal. Teach me thy way, O Lord. One stanza goes, teach me thy way, O Lord, teach me thy way, thy gracious aid afford, teach me thy way. Help me to walk aright, more by faith, less by sight. Lead me with heavenly light. Teach me thy way. And then a sixth thing, lead me. Verse 10, the latter part. Lead me into the land of uprightness. I suppose that would mean, lead me, Lord, to have a testimony of righteousness by life and lip, conduct and conversation. And again, like teaching, we must be willing to be led. We really have two childlike requests here in this text. Teach me and lead me. God teaches us and leads us by His Word, by illuminating our hearts and minds by His Holy Spirit, as we have emphasized 3 or 4 times already. And by imprinting His Word on our hearts, making us obedient to do the same. And then finally, verse 11, and I haven't touched on everything I would like to, but verse 11, quicken me. Now, I did a little study of this word as it occurs in other psalms. For instance, Psalm 71:20, Psalm 80:17, and 18. I don't have time to turn to those scriptures. And then several times in Psalm 119, verses 25, 37, 40, 88, 149. And then again, Psalm 138, 7 and 8. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt... Well, you could translate it as... We have it in Psalm 143, thou wilt quicken me. But the word here is revive. Thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. My, what a wonderful statement. As we wait upon Him, as we look to Him, thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Revive me. I don't see revival coming to pass today. Now, with God, all things are possible. We're in, and I'm thinking of Christendom, I'm thinking of the professing church. We're in a Laodicean circumstance. And the Lord says, you're neither hot nor cold, I'll vomit you out of my mouth, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Strong words from Revelation 3, the letter to Laodicea. We need reviving as God's people. I need it, and it begins where? Right here. In my heart, and then, of course, in your heart. I was noticing in our hymnal, of course, we have that hymn, Revive Us Again. But 447, There's a hymn on revival. I've never sung it that I recall. But the words are good. Revive thy work, O Lord. Thy mighty arm make bare. Speak with the voice which wakes the dead and make thy people hear. Boy, that was a good loud voice that our brother emphasized, power in the blood. If that didn't wake you up, something's wrong. Well, you're deaf if that didn't wake you up. Revive thy work, O Lord. Disturb this sleep of death. Quicken the smoldering embers, Lord, by thine almighty breath. Revive thy work, O Lord. Create soul thirst for thee and hungering for the bread of life. O may our spirit be. Revive thy work, O Lord. Give power unto thy word. Grant that thy blessed gospel may in living faith be heard. Revive thy work, O Lord, and give us refreshing showers. The glory shall be all thine own. The blessing, Lord, be ours. So there it is. Psalm 143, just a brief survey of this psalm. There are other points here that we could bring out, but we don't have time. But listen, David's highlights here are, hear me, speak to me, deliver me, hide me, teach me, lead me, and quicken me. Are these things the prayer of your heart and my heart? If not, they certainly should be, with a view to God's glory. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for a good morning in your courts, the privilege that we have had of remembering our Savior in his death until he comes again. Help us in this new day and this new week to keep our focus on him. And Father, we would be mindful of the many names that have been mentioned, standing, as it were, in the need of prayer, like that old hymn. We do commit such to you today. You know who they are, what the needs are. Help us to be faithful as the Spirit of God brings them to mind to remember them at the throne of grace. Pray for Dan Fitzgerald today, who's going through this particular course and study and the test that he has to take. Give him special help and ability in doing well in what he's called upon to go through at this particular time. And now dismiss us, we pray, with your blessing. Pray for Mike Blake. We thank you for the years that we've known Mike, and as he comes this evening and ministers your word, that you will give him joy and blessing in his own heart and soul.